Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KVCR. Thanks for listening. This week, I'll continue our segment on jobs you don't always think about. So far in the series, we've learned about the job of a pyrotechnician, a pet sitter, a Spartan athlete, a Major League Baseball umpire, and a voiceover. On today's show, I'll speak with Darlene Trujillo Elliott. Darlene is a psychic medium. She'll explain how it works for her, give a couple of examples, and how she first discovered this ability. She'll also share why a Vondiga soup always reminds her of her mom. My interview with Darlene Trujillo Elliott is coming up next on Lifestyles with me, Lillian Vasquez, right after the NPR newscast. This is Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. My guest is Darlene Trujillo Elliott, and this is part of our segment, Jobs You Don't Always Think About. And she is a psychic medium. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. So, you know, my first thing would say, I don't even need to ask questions because you already know what the questions are, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, it doesn't always work that way.
All right. Let me help you along. First of all, tell me the difference between a medium and clairvoyance. Maybe you could educate us on what they really are.
So I've been introduced to a lot through trying to find my tribe family, I guess, a spiritual family.
Okay.
And again, I have to say, when I grew up, you just assume everybody has these abilities, and then you really have to kind of learn what yours are and fine-tune them. So for me, I'm a psychic medium. There
okay.
are people who are out there that are just mediums. All they can do is talk to past loved ones.
Ah.
I am a psychic medium. And so what I like to say is my ability and my gift is always about what the soul needs at that time. Sometimes we start off with a medium reading where past loved ones will come through,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll turn into about relationships, your career, kind of going that route. I like to say, I don't know if you've seen Marie Kondo.
Yes.
She does the whole clutter. Well, she does it with physical things, and I like to say I do it with emotional things. My thing is, it's about what emotions do you want to take into your future, and so how can we heal that right now? And sometimes it is a medium reading. With clairvoyant, and that is part of my psychic ability, is a just knowing. It comes to me just plain as can be.
When did you first realize you had the ability?
I knew at a very young age that I had this ability. My mom also had it as well.
Mm.
And she would remind me that I needed to not talk a lot because I would say, oh, the phone's going to ring. It's going to be Aunt Grace. And she would be like, stop talking. They're going to think you're crazy. And so about 8 years old, that's when I realized not everybody had this. And I needed to tuck it away and hide it.
Your mom told you to kind of stifle it or keep it quiet. When did you decide to bring it forward and use this ability that you have?
I've used it for myself as a gut instinct. As women, we have this instinct.
Right.
So I've always used it, but I've never really showcased it. In fact, my husband, he didn't know about it probably until our 12th year in marriage when I would say things and he'd be like, where did you get that from? Or who told you that? Or why would you say that? You know, he would always be like, how do you know this? Even my children would be like, you can never get anything past mom. Like, she knows. She can look in your eyes and she immediately knows, you know, what you're up to. And so it always became a joke. And then slowly I started really kind of working on it. Funny story. I made myself a type A person. That was the only way I could control it. Spirit is always with us. They're around 24/7. They're everywhere. And for me, it's the only way that I could turn it off. I just need to keep really, really busy. People will ask me, you know, how do you avoid it? And I said, well, it's like walking on a New York street. You don't always look people in the eye, and so they don't bother you. So the same thing goes for spirit. As long as I kept really, really busy, they wouldn't bother me. And by the time, you know, I was exhausted, by the time I came home, I could fall asleep. Nobody was waking me up in the middle of the night because spirit will wake you up if they have a message they want to get through. But what's happening is the older I get, the slower I become. I literally had to start telling my husband, like, this is what I'm feeling. Oh, I can't go in there. I can't do this. Or someone's here right now. I'd have to either write the message down or figure out how I was going to relay that message so that the spirit wouldn't stay with me.
My guest is Darlene Trujillo Elliott. She is a psychic medium. So give me an example of what a reading might be for you.
Oh, well, I think it's quite funny. I do feel like some people do feel like I'm going to break out some cards or have a crystal ball. But really, I am as urban and very fashionista as they come. I love nice things. I don't wear all black. So for me, it's really about making a person feel very comfortable when they come in. And I always tell people every medium has a different style.
Sure.
And I think a lot of people who watch TV, the Long Island medium,
or the Hollywood
Tyler
guy.
Henry, the Hollywood medium,
yeah.
We all have different styles.
Exactly.
And so for me, as I tell people, listen, what you want, if you want a medium reading, again, it's a very different reading. I ask people to be a little reserved in what they're telling me, because for me, it's about, I need to provide evidence for you.
Mm.
And I tell people, I'm going to look for things that they're going to show me that I would never be able to Google or look through Facebook. And so I'm always trying to provide that evidence of who we're talking to is your past loved one. Because that's very, very important. Because being in the spiritual world, I've heard a lot of horror stories as well of people who just go into a reading and they're like, oh, your mom's here. Oh, she says she loves you. Well, of course, when spirit passes on, they do become all-encompassing love, even though they weren't like that here. But I want them to know hard evidence that this is their loved one.
Do you have a story or example that maybe somebody went in skeptical and was curious, still wanting to do it, was skeptical, and you told them something that they left thinking, okay, maybe that really is the thing. Do you have an example without giving somebody's name and sharing?
Actually, I do. I have a few examples. Usually that's the case, because I think sometimes people do a medium reading or a psychic reading, and they do it as entertainment. And sometimes they're not really coming in as vested, or, you know, their family member says, oh, you should call them. And so they always come in a little bit hesitant.
Sure.
And so, for an example, there was a woman that I was reading, and she had no expectations. She was really missing her father. And so when she sat down and I said, you know, I just feel like I need to be, like, I'm flying in and landing, and I have control of the wings, and so I feel like I just see all these beautiful city lights. And I was like, your dad's a pilot, wasn't he? And she's like, how did you know? He's been gone like 40 years. And so pulling out that hard evidence really provides my clients kind of, wow, they're still with us. And then reminding them that, you know, they were at graduation. They'll tell me what they were wearing or, you know, what they did in their honor. And so it's just a validation that even though spirit's not physically here, they're seeing everything with us.
And what about pets? Do pets come through?
Oh, gosh, yes. pets come through. What I find really interesting, because I've done a lot of clients whose parents have had Alzheimer's, and the last probably 3 or 4 clients I've had with Alzheimer's parents, is the pets are the ones that come for their come for them. So you hear about when people pass, a loved one usually comes to take them into the light. Well, they show me that their animals are there helping them, because they're mentally, they're not there completely. It's like an animal soul helps them pass to the light. It's just that love for the animal. What they tell me is that it's almost as if, because of the Alzheimer's, they're so confused at present moment of what's going on.
Right.
They revert back to something earlier.
My guest is Darlene Trujillo Elliott. She is a psychic medium, and we're talking about jobs you don't always think about. So I'm guessing, you know, you didn't go to school to do this, and you didn't say, you know, in your elementary class, when I grow up, I want to be a teacher. No, I want to be a psychic. So it didn't happen that way. As you indicated, you kind of try to keep it quiet for a while, and then I guess it got louder in your head, or so can you turn it on and off? And does it work within your families, or is it just with strangers?
For me, it's very hard to turn it on and off. Mm. You know, I tell everybody I try and keep very busy because a lot of the work I do during the day is political. I'm a government worker.
Your daytime job.
Those two careers just don't line up. So it's very hard to keep it quiet. What I have to do to make sure that I release the spirit so that they don't come home to me. One time I was at the gym and I'm minding my own business, trying not to make any eye contact with anybody. And a young boy followed me home and he had ADHD and he stayed with me for a week. I lost a lot of sleep that week. So sometimes it's very difficult to turn it on and off. It depending on their personalities, the spirit will keep their personality. So somebody like ADHD will keep bothering me until I can try and get that message through, and then they'll release me.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean that kid came through to you and he stayed with you for a while? Does that mean he's passed?
Yes.
He's passed?
So he came home, he followed me home, and he wasn't going to let me go until I talked to his mom. I had no idea who his mom was, and so because he had ADHD, it was like every couple hours, he's like, you need to get back to the gym. You need to talk to my mom. You need to talk to my mom. And it was like, okay. And so I literally had to find a connection to figure out who his mom was. I didn't even know who his mom was.
And did you?
Yeah, what I ended up having to do is I had to call my friend who was a trainer there. You know, I gave the description. I said, this young man is with me. I don't know that many people at the gym. And she's like, I know exactly who it is.
Wow.
And I said, well, then can you give her my number? And again, this is up to her. I don't mess with free will. Everybody has free will. If she wants to contact me, please let her know that she can call me and I will come to her and I will relay this message. But again, she has to call me.
After a quick break, I'll continue my conversation with Darlene Trujillo Elliott. She is a psychic medium. And today's show is part of our series, Jobs You Don't Always Think About. When we come back, Darlene will share the conversation she had with one mom. You're listening to Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Darlene Trujillo Elliott as part of our series, Jobs You Don't Always Think About. Darlene's job is that of a psychic medium. Darlene has been hiding in a spiritual closet for most of her life, but it was becoming harder and harder to conceal her gift and keep it bottled up. So she started moonlighting and developing her gift. She feels she can help those who cannot speak due to an injury or illness. She's about to share the conversation she had with a mom whose son had passed. She's waiting to hear back from the mom to see if she is interested in talking with Darlene. As Darlene insists, this must be their idea and in their comfort zone. And did she?
So she did. It took her about a week to call me. She wanted to meet at the gym. You know, I tell people, even when you're so religious, it's very difficult to even consider going down this route.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I knew this was difficult for her because it literally said, like, she was like, I'm doing this at the gym. And I'm like, all right. She goes, and I'm bringing my daughter. And I was like, absolutely, whatever you need to do. So we met at the gym a Sunday morning, I remember. And I had gone to the mall the day before. And it was so funny. I was at a store. There was this guardian angel. And he's still with me. He's like, you need to buy that. You need to buy that. And I tell my husband, can you buy this? He was like, why? I said, because Spirit's telling me, he's like, Spirit is going to make us broke. And I said, I know, honey, but please just bear with me. So I bought it, and I took it to the meeting in the morning, and I said, you know, this is for your daughter. He keeps saying, like, she needs this. I had to buy it for her. And it was her birthday that morning. And so, again, Spirit does these amazing things. I ended up spending probably about 2.5 hours with them. Wow. And from coming from a non-believer to, oh my gosh, he's still here. He's still involved with our lives is such a healing message for people. It helps them process their grief so much better. And he was really upset with her because she's always been a workaholic and she threw her life back into work. And she was just really become crazed with work. And he was like, stop doing this to yourself. You're going to end up killing her. And so they always bring this message of, you know, I want your life to be better than mine. They always want you to learn from their mistakes or to appreciate why, even if they're gone, like appreciate your own life so much better. It was extremely healing for her. And I have to tell you this funny story. I'm going to go off on a rant. So when we're talking, I look at her daughter and I said, oh my gosh, he says you're pregnant and you're going to have a little boy. And she looks at me, the daughter's like maybe 18, 19 going, uh-oh. No, I'm not. And I said, yeah, no, he says you are. And, like, he's already held the soul of the baby. And she kept denying it in front of her mother. And I said, I don't want to get into a fight here. And so I believe that, you know, again, everybody has free will. Maybe this is not meant for you. But I had to relay that message because it was so strong. Well, the mother ended up taking like a 3-month leave just to stop working and kind of take a break. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't seen her at the gym. And all of a sudden I walk into the gym and I hear, Darlene, Darlene. And she's crying and she's like, I have to tell you this. My daughter is pregnant. You have to see the sonogram. And I said, okay. And so they show me the sonogram. And so when I talk about this young kid, he's about 15, 16 years old. He's like a rebel, ADHD, you know, and he was a cusser. So the baby sonogram is literally a middle finger flipping off the camera.
Oh, my gosh.
And I've never seen that in my life. But again, just saying, like, he's here, like, you know, he's still around and he's still very much involved. Never seen a sonogram where there is a baby flipping off a camera.
My guest is Darlene Trujillo Elliott, who is a psychic medium.
Let me ask about that. So when it comes back in, does it make it harder on the person because then that spirit is with them or they know that they're watching? Does it? You talk about the mom and how she, you know, stopped working and decided to do some other things. Was she feeling better or was it? Did it pay a negative way as
no,
well?
No, it literally melted away this sense of guilt and grief. You know, with death, we automatically go internal when someone passes away.
Right.
That we played in some part of it, that we pushed them or we didn't do enough or we could have done more. We always internalize it. And so what spirit allows when they come through with these messages is this was my life. This was how it was supposed to, sometimes this is how I was supposed to go. Eventually this was going to happen. And they usually take responsibility. Like for him, he had gotten angry with his mother and he took off and he took a skateboard and he was going around a dark bend and a car hit him.
Oh.
And so for him, he was like, this was my fault. I had an anger issue. Like this was, you know, this is what I take full responsibility. So there's a sense of release of
sure.
guilt.
Yeah.
But also this sense of, you know, and I tell them because spirit shows me that they're in our lives, but they're not like here all the time.
Got
because
it.
Once they go into the sources, you know, of God's energy, they have to learn lessons on the other side. And so they're making amends with some of the stuff that they did here. And so you know, they don't show me like it's hell, but it is, they're still learning lessons. So when they're not always here all the time, they usually pop in when your soul needs something, when you're ill. Like for me, I always know my mom is here when I smell soup, obondiga soup.
Obondiga soup?
Yeah. She would make that. For me, I mean, I was like 40 years old, and she, as soon as she heard me sniffle, that was the first thing she did. And so when I'm sick, I know that when I smell it, it's my mom is here, and she's just coming to check in on me.
Darlene, I want to ask you a little bit, because the segment is jobs you don't always think about, and I'm positive this is a job people don't always think about, how do you do the pay structure? How do you make a living, or how do you get paid for something like this?
Well, I think for a lot of people, the sessions can be expensive. I mean, I work and I have benefits, and so $100 is not that much when you're talking about a really good psychic medium. And I always tell people, too, is make sure that they're ethical people. They're not fly-by-night people that you're going to.
And how can you tell?
Because it is a very hard way to make, but it's word of mouth. So for me is, again, this isn't something that I thought I would be doing, but it's just become more relevant. It's like the universe is lining up to push me out of government and really focus on this. And so I started with, you know, one client, two clients, and I started doing this more for releasing, helping me get rid of some of this spirits that were around me. It's like, okay, let's work this muscle. And it's turned into a career. I now have groups. I do a monthly session on, I do an Egglympia, cleansing people. I have quite a few realtors that I deal with. Sometimes their houses don't sell and they ask me to come in, see if I can pick up anything, cleanse it. And so I give advice on that. I do have quite a few lawyers who are part of my clients. I have some politicians who are part of my clients.
Do they want to see if they're going to win their case or do they want to see if they're going to win their race?
Sometimes, yeah. Well, I tell people that learning elected office is very difficult because of predicting that type of free will. That's a lot of souls trying to go. However, what usually I have when I have a political client, it's for them to be grounded. A lot of people get very, especially in those type of egocentric jobs, they want to be grounded and they want to make sure that their energy is cleansed and that they're really, again, being true to themselves.
So as we wind up this interview, what do you really want to bring home about what a medium is, does, or can do?
For me, I always like to say is, you know, it's about your soul's growth. Everything's body, mind, spirit. I know growing up, I was, you know, born Catholic. I will die Catholic. Religion has, it shows you the guidelines, but your spirit and your soul are really what needs to be growing. So again, what I end up doing is I heal when people get stuck, or they get lost and they need to be reminded that there is something bigger out there and greater. And that they're, and to have faith. And so that's what I think I provide so many people that don't, can't even function anymore.
Great. Darlene, thank you so much for your time. It's been fun. It's been interesting and entertaining. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun.
I hope our paths will cross at some point. To learn more about Darlene Trujillo Elliott, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on today's show. That's our show for today. If you'd like to hear any of our past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. You can also listen to Lifestyles on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Search for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez on your streaming service and take the show on the go. Thanks to all who helped to make the show possible, including Sharina Wadd, David Fleming, Sean Houlihan, and executive producer Rick Duloc. Our theme music is provided by Ethan Bortnick. Thanks for listening. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now.